From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. All 100 U.S. senators have been invited to the White House Wednesday for a classified briefing that will primarily concern North Korea. The briefing will be conducted by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford. While lawmakers often receive classified briefings on Capitol Hill, it is rare for them to take place at the White House and for the entire Senate to be involved at the one event. During a White House lunch with ambassadors of United Nations Security Council member states Monday, the U.S. president called unacceptable the status quo in North Korea. Mr. Trump said the Security Council must be prepared to impose additional and stronger sanctions on North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missiles program. Meanwhile, Special Representative for North Korea Policy Ambassador Joseph Yun says China is also key to all this.
We really do not believe that North Korea is ready to engage us towards denuclearization. We made clear among ourselves that denuclearization remains the goal, and we very much want North Korea to take steps towards that.
U.S. President Trump remains committed to building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, but he told a group of reporters Monday he's willing to wait until later this year for Congress to consider funding the project, rather than insisting it be included in negotiations to avoid a government shutdown this week. The current spending plan for U.S. government operations runs out at midnight Friday, leaving Mr. Trump and congressional negotiators just days to reach an accord on funding priorities. This is the VOA News.